This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information and Skincare channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with highly regarded cosmetic physician, Dr. Anita Hegde, Medical Director of Medica Skin Clinic in Sydney, Australia. She specializes in non-surgical cosmetic injectable treatments such as facial muscle relaxant injectable hyaluronic acid filler for facial wrinkles and folds and laser treatment of facial capillaries. Dr. Hegde, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for the opportunity. A pleasure to speak to you and your listeners today.
It certainly is our pleasure, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today. So, for starters, Dr. Hegde, tell us about how you became a cosmetic physician to kick things off today.
Well, I've been a cosmetic physician for 20 years, performing cosmetic injectable treatments, including treating spider leg veins and doing skin peels and facial laser treatments. I guess that's an interesting question. How did I become a cosmetic physician? I guess quite a few things. I look back at my childhood and I even think, you know, I could see some of the influences in my interest in aesthetics even there. You know, if you will, I've got a story in high school where I remember grudgingly going along to an art history class thinking, oh, gosh, I've got to get an A in this because all I was focused on was getting into medical school. Never in a million years expected to enjoy. But really, that year enriched my life in so many ways. I learned about perspective, depth, shadows and light, and that appreciation of aesthetics has stayed with me. In fact, I remember looking at a Renaissance painting of he's a famous duke, and his face was painted, but he had a disfigured nasal bridge. And I remember being fascinated by it. And, you know, little did I know that the number of conversations I would have many years later on rhinoplasty or that I would even assist in a few. You know, it's funny how serendipitous life can be. And look where I'm now. I'm an aesthetic doctor and I've got a skincare product. It's kind of crazy.
And thanks for sharing those details with us. Now, what do you treat and what do you offer in your practice?
Well, I treat women mainly between the ages of 30 and 70. I feel I help them realize their full potential. Most women I meet don't want labels placed on them because of their age or how tired they look. You know, who wants to be labeled? This sets up some very limiting beliefs. I like the concept of a woman of indeterminate age, meaning you can't make the assumption about someone's ability based on how they look. In fact, I had one of my patients is a 55-year-old, but when you meet her, you're just not sure of her age. She just looks fresh-faced, and I kind of craft that look with my clinical work. In fact, no one comes into my practice requesting to look like a 20-year-old, but they do want to reduce the tired or drawn look. I like to create a better looking or, if you will, a prettier version of the patient. You know, really, who wouldn't want that? My patients select me because they want to look like themselves, only better. And we do offer injectable treatments and temporary fillers. And I do a number of other cosmetic injectables and peels as well.
And taking it a little further out of curiosity, what led you on the journey from a highly regarded cosmetic physician to creating a skincare product?
Well, thanks. Well, you know, my patients were constantly telling me stories about walking into cosmetic counters, spending a ton of money, and finding it all very confusing. You know, how many of us have unused potions and jars in our bathroom cupboards? You hear of some amazing product and go chasing after a magic jar of something. I've studied organic chemistry, and frankly, I found the marketing claims at beauty counters hard to substantiate. It was quite confusing to me, so just imagine how my patients were feeling. So my journey started as a kind of quest to answer that question. The Skin Smoothing Moisturizing Cream, which is the cream I created, was a response to a common issue faced by many of my patients. It contains ingredients that work and have been clinically tested with what's really very important is reproducible results. So we produced a formulation that I describe as a multitasker. I just worked out the products that had scientific merit and combined these into a skin cream. And that's what led me to where I am now. I spent hours poring over medical journals and articles, and it was very, very exciting for me. And I worked very hard indeed and read and read and read. And I'd go into my clinic and take these little samples, and I trialed it on my patients. And I sort of ran out of samples, in fact. Did that over a year, and I eventually settled on a formulation that I was happy with.
And I'm sure a lot of work went into delivering that final product today. We are with highly regarded cosmetic physician, Dr. Renita Hegde, Medical Director of Medica Skin Clinic in Sydney, Australia, here today on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, the Skin Smoothing Moisturizing Cream got a front page write-up in a national paper and media coverage from the Hollywood gift bag opportunity at the Oscar and Emmy Awards, and that is quite impressive. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity and truly exciting. Awards nominees staying at the Beverly Hills Four Seasons Hotel were gifted high-end luxury products, which included my Skin Smoothing Moisturizing Cream. The recipient list was a raft of celebrities like Kate Winslet, Jennifer Lawrence, Tina Fey, Brie Larson, Morgan Freeman, Matt Damon, even Brad Pitt was interviewed at the hotel and gifted my Skin Smoothing Cream. The opportunity certainly put my product out there. Now we're stocked in cosmetic physician, plastic surgeon, and dermatology practices in Australasia and available for worldwide purchase online.
Well, well done, and again, quite impressive. Now, what makes your skin cream cost-effective? Get into those details, if you would.
That's a really good question. You know, my mother was the first person who tried the cream. It retails in Australian dollars for $198. That's around $150 US. And, you know, it's a funny story. Her words to me initially were, "Your moisturizing cream is so expensive. Who's going to buy that?" My reply was that it's 4 to 5 high-quality products in one cream. It's a moisturizer, an eye cream, a vitamin A cream, vitamin C cream, vitamin E, a peptide, and I'm very kind of organic and natural and a bit of a hippie, I suppose. So it's important that it was as organic as I could make it, with lots of natural or naturally derived ingredients. It's cruelty-free, and it's one cream. And we looked at what my mother was spending at the time, and she doesn't buy high-end skincare and sort of astutely waits for her skin products to go on sale. She's quite smart. And, well, when we added up what she was spending, and these aren't high-end products, you know, she was using a moisturizer at night, an eye cream, a day cream, a serum, and these products were running out at about 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, I added up what she was spending, and it was about $250 every 4 to 6 weeks. And, you know, at 3 months, it was around $700. Insidious payment. And when she switched to my cream and got rid of 4 or 5 products, her skin not only looked and felt great, but she saved a ton of money. And my skin smoothing cream lasted her close to 3 months. So it's been very effective and simplified her routine. And I think really the feedback I've had from a lot of my customers is they feel exactly the same way. So that was an interesting story.
No doubt. And it sounds like it's also time effective as well. Lastly, in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners here today?
Well, a nice tip that people could use in their lives is when they're applying moisturizers, a good time is after bathing or showering. While the skin is still damp, they should just pat their skin dry and then apply the moisturizer while the skin is still damp, and this traps the moisturizer in the upper layers of the epidermis. If they have long, hot or frequent showers or bathing, this will make dry skin worse. And if they're serious about skincare, they've got to do your research about the skincare products that actually work. And of course, you know, anyone who wants to look after their skin must use good quality sun protection, and a healthy diet and lifestyle are another important component of good skin health.
Dr. Hegde, it certainly has been great to have had you. Thanks for that final tip there. We really do appreciate that as well. Where can listeners get more information on your clinic, the product, and where could they be in contact as well?
Well, the best for my clinic, my website is www.medicaskin.com.au. My product page, which is where we have our online sales, is medicaskinproducts.com. That's medicaskinproducts.com. And I can be easily contacted by email at info@medicaskin.com.au.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Hegde, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Lovely to chat.
It sure has. We've been speaking with highly regarded cosmetic physician, Dr. Anita Hegde, medical director of Medica Skin Clinic in Sydney, Australia, specializing in non-surgical cosmetic injectable treatments such as facial muscle relaxant injectable hyaluronic acid filler for facial wrinkles and folds and laser treatment of facial capillaries. And for more information on the clinic, visit metaskin.com.au. And on the product, visit metaskinproducts.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.